end I had it on.
Uh-huh.
And I had to drive all the way to New Orleans and get a new mic.
This yesterday?
No, this was
that was
a couple of days ago.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, we'll try to keep our dogs close by when I get ready to shut her down out there. Who tipped her? It'll all be off this.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you done looked in that book to find out what all else we got to go through.
Well, I just want to talk a little more today with you about, we were talking about dogs yesterday when we left off.
Uh-huh. Well, we finished up on them dogs, didn't we?
Yeah, well, sort of. I just want you to, you know, tell me, you ever have any problems, stories about, you know, when you running into dogs when you were young?
Oh, yeah, we had all kinds of stories with them dogs when we were young, running them. Let's see. I already got the book. Let him read that off. I could read it off to him, you know, in that old house. Yeah, we used to have some terrible time, you know, dog. We had one old red hound here on the place. It belonged to a nigger. And he'd jump a rabbit early in the morning. And he'd run him till dinner.
Yeah.
And when we come to out to dinner, he'd mark the trail and he'd come on in and eat dinner with us. And he'd go back and he'd pick up where he marked it and he'd go again. Take off for the rest of the day. If he didn't catch him, he'd mark it when night come, go back the next morning, pick it up. Start off.
Stupid
he
dog.
Never would lose a trail. Yeah. We had some.
Now you got some little dogs around here?
We got a few that blonde people around. We have had wild dogs scattered around up and down these branch bottoms, but I think they all done turned to be cowardice now or something else. A wild dog ain't gonna stay out there too long. He gonna go to something or another. He gonna breed out or breed in one. We got cowardice and we got the wolves, but we don't have very many wolves. Our most of cowardice. You don't deal with any cows in the woods?
No.
I don't either.
Well, I do. Sort of coyote, smaller.
Yeah.
Kind of more of a crossbreed between a dog
and a wolf. He's long, couple, you know, big, heavier.
Smarter, too.
They get up around 100 pounds, yeah. Used to run my dogs out of them deer woods back in yon, and they'd take over, you know. Didn't want them over there running that meat.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, you were talking about, you know, a small dog, a little dog like that, you would call him a what? Maybe a crossbreed or a little small?
Well, we'd have the rat terrier and the fox terrier, and we'd have the other little dog we had. Then we'd get on up in the big ones. We had the hounds, you know, the red bone and the old
But you got
Walker dogs and
got a little
feist. Yeah, we had the little old feist.
What's that?
Hey, he just a little bitty old dog crawling rat hole, you know, get a rat out.
Yeah.
I need something now to get in here salamander hole and catch them.
What's a salamander?
He wouldn't build these little old mounds all around over the hills, you know. You see a little bowl of dirt pile up there. Whole lot of them around. The general always here, work up here during wet weather and dry weather, he works down here. And he'd come to a terrace, that's where we build, you know, the water. And when he gets there, he'll cut a hole through it and let the water run through it and cut that terrace. He'll make a ditch right down across the field.
Yeah.
You don't get him killed.
Mr. Krause, you know what a